Hello, this is going to be our 49th episode, and we do have a special guest. And we do introduce him in a little bit.
Yes, I've been very excited to do a podcast with one of my nephews or one of my cousin Jared's kids, which I consider to be my nephews also. And now that I think about it, I forget how old he is. I think he's like 7, 8?
Who?
Jai.
He is 8.
Okay, he is 8.
He does
introduce 8-year-old nephew. So we did this one in Tennessee, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we do mention it. We just happened to need to record an episode, and we were out by the fire pit having a great conversation with him. He is a very, very interesting, bright young kid.
Yes, he's
very, and it was very fun having this podcast with him.
He's very social, and it kind of just came up like, hey, let's do this. And we just went ahead and
he was like so professional. You'll hear it. It is adorable, some of the things that he says. It's so cute. All right, well, we'll hear a quick message from our sponsors and then we will get into it.
Thanks for listening.
Yee. Hello and welcome to Crossing State Lines. My name is Sherry.
And I'm Joski.
And we are coming to you from Tennessee and we have a special guest.
Jai.
Jai Guy. This is my nephew, Jai. It's my brother's son. And we are actually coming to you from the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. How exciting is that? Awesome.
Yep.
So we're actually sitting out here by a propane-fired fireplace. Yeah. And as Jai is, you know, explaining, it's very comfortable. It's a little chilly, but the fire's nice. So... Mm-hmm. Just deciding to have a little
chit chat
here. So, Jai, let's start off by talking about what the best part of the weekend was. We're gonna call it the weekend. It's not exactly the weekend though, because we started Wednesday. So, let's just go with that. What was the favorite part? What was the best part of it? I mean, it was like where did we visit? Where did we all go yesterday?
The Titanic Museum.
No, yeah,
that was today.
That was today.
Oh, okay.
That was today.
Joseph has had too many beers here.
Well, I might have had a Titanic mistake on that one. So, what was cool about it? What did we learn?
Oh,
Titanic has 16,000 horsepower?
Yes.
Wow.
What was my guess before we went there?
1,000.
I was a little off on that one.
Yeah. I thought it was like two.
How about the water temperature?
That was like 28 degrees.
They actually have like water there that you could put your hand in.
Cold.
That is 28 degrees.
And
it is very, very cold.
Yes.
Quite obviously. But it's like different when you can put your hand in there. Feel it
that everybody was forced into
right.
My god, the fact that we found out the dummy stack
four was actually smoke stacks, and the far back one was just a dummy,
but they
just
did
to make
use
it, look
it.
Right.
they did use it for ventilation,
but not for the motor.
No,
no, there was
no
never
smoke.
Any smoke coming out of it
because the Carpathia had 3.
They wanted to be different.
They wanted to be different because Titanic can't be seen as Carpathia.
Well,
it could be.
Well, the sister ship was the
Olympic.
Olympic. It started with an O. We know that.
Olympic.
Know that.
Yeah. Okay. The Olympic.
So.
And then Britannic. That's the.
So we're gonna talk about. We're gonna have to talk about our cabin a little later in the episode. But we're gonna keep going with the whole Titanic episode here. It's in Pigeon Forge, and it's awesome, like, just experience, just giving you a lot of information about what happened, where it is.
It's off the Parkway.
Yeah, it's Parkway Drive, off Parkway Drive. If you're driving down through Pigeon Forge. If you're driving through Pigeon Forge and you don't see where the Titanic Museum is,
you're not in the right place.
You are really dumb and you should miss it. Oh my gosh, babe. I'm sorry. I mean, but really though, you're gonna see it. Like you're gonna see
it. Yeah, but we don't need to call people dumb. I mean, we don't need to call people dumb over here, okay?
You're not smart.
Babe.
I need to turn around and look at it again.
Joe.
Okay, let's just say
you can't miss it.
You don't have good eyesight.
Okay, there you go.
Well, what's on the other side of the road though?
The other side of the road is like
It's
on the tower right that's fallen over.
It's a Hard Rock.
That's next to it on the same side.
It's Hard Rock, the upside down house, and then the Titanic.
Nuh-uh. The feud is in between that. The upside down house, the feud, and then the Titanic.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You can see the Titanic is on the right side.
Right.
Well, depending on where you're coming from.
Well, and the other side of the road is the house, the building that's also
regardless of where it's from,
that's fell
let's
over.
Let's continue talking about it.
Let's talk about Titanic.
So, I thought it was crazy that there were so many different types of living stations.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean? What do I mean by that?
The living...
There were so many different types of... There wasn't just... I mean... There was the third class and the first class and the second class.
Okay.
So in the beginning, you would get these like phone things, but they're not actually phones. You pressed like numbers.
Yep. When you get certain stations.
You hit. There's a play and it's a stop button.
Yeah. It would give you information that you could listen to.
Yeah.
Sherry did a good job with that. I don't know. I would hit the button and I listened to the first one. And then I got tired of it. I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm more of a visual person, so I was like, just looking at things and enjoying.
When you find where the number is for you to listen to, it takes you along as like through a tour and talks about what you're looking at.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I just
it was really cool.
I just want to look at things.
There was one
but they
room
had
I was...
like at so we figured out that they had 40,000 eggs on the ship for like the meals or whatever. It's just one of the million like small bits of information that we got that I took away from it. But that's 3,333 containers of eggs.
Uh-huh.
Like when we bought this morning and made for the family there was 3,333 of those on the ship.
Yes, yes.
Just in eggs.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
Now, when it came to, there was only four, like, high-end first-class people that had suites. There were only four suites, and whatever, I can't remember what they said it cost back then, but right now, it would have been, like, $200,000 or something like that.
Back then it was $125,000?
I don't know what I just said I don't remember what it was.
I think it was because you told me that. It was $125,000 for just that suite.
I said that's what it would have been our time.
Okay, gotcha.
Right now, our time. Okay. So back then it was different, but right now if you were to get a suite for 7 days, that's how much it would have been. That's how much it would be now.
So
to do that back then.
And also, like, we had to get scheduled for the 10 of us. There was 10 of us that went through the tour.
Yep.
We each get a card, and each card represents a person that was on the ship. So at the end of the tour...
It would say first class, and then all the people that survived.
Yep.
And then perished
and then
at the bottom.
It's like first, second, third class.
Mm-hmm. And the crew. And crew.
And the
so,
crew.
So, I was a baby. I was one baby. And then you were...
I was a 23-year-old. I remember I looked at the very end. And I was a survivor. And she lived to be 103 years old.
Wow.
Your mom's character was a crew member. And she lived to be 96 years old.
I was 19 years old. I was a 19-year-old Jewish... I'm assuming boy, but I'm not sure
in
about the
third
name.
Class.
But like in third class,
he
and
did
I did not survive, and neither did
your dad.
My dad, or Grandpa. AKA yeah. Grandpa.
Yeah. How old was he?
23.
His character was 23.
I think something like that.
Sorry. Okay, now so we go on very to
interesting.
The cabin. Yeah, let's go into the cabin.
We can do whatever you want, boss.
What do you want
how,
to talk
how
about?
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 8.
Okay, there you go. So let's talk about the cabin. Let's talk about this. When you came into the cabin,
we were like,
let's backtrack. When you're on your way up to the cabin, what did you think? What were your thoughts?
Seeing all the other houses.
I was thinking it's just like a, I was just thinking like it was going to be like a very small house.
Yeah.
Like no decks on it.
Yeah.
No decks.
And then when I got here, I was like, wow.
Did you see that? Your brother did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lights just flickered on and off.
Probably. Or Jay. No, Jay Wayne's sleeping. Anyway, they're like.
Jay Wayne's a baby. But
when you. And he's. Yes. Yeah, so,
he does that.
But like. Mm-hmm. So when you came into the cabin, we obviously like, heard when you got into the cabin.
Yeah, I was taking a nap, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I heard when you guys got here.
So what did you think, right? I mean. Like, the windows out here, I'm sure you looked at the windows of the view, right?
Yeah, I was like, when I got in, I was just exploring the whole thing. First thing I did, I was inside, I still had my shoes on, and I was like, sliding all over the floor.
Which we're still doing today.
Yes. Socks. Yes, I did bring some socks.
The floors are very slidery.
They are slip resistant, though. They have those little bubbly rough spots on the bottom. Yeah, I was like, unfortunately. But they are super fuzzy and will keep your feet nice and dusty.
So, you made your way down to the basement pretty quick. I mean, right?
Yeah.
There's a pinball machine, a pool table, and what's the other game?
Wait.
A pool table, a pinball machine. What's the other one?
That like a Pac-Man. It's
Pac-Man.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
It's and then like, right outside that door is a hot tub.
Hot tub.
Yeah.
That was literally the first thing Joe and I did when we got here was get in the hot tub.
Oh yeah.
Because yeah, Joe was asking me, he was like, "Is this your first time in a hot tub?"
Any hot tub. It's the view from the hot tub.
Yes.
On the back side of the cabin, there's two levels. And what you see from there is what is amazing. That's the Smoky Mountains. That's great.
Yes,
if you don't know
what
the Smoky Mountains is, I'm sorry.
Be posting a picture
but you got to experience it. It's not just clouds on a mountain. Like, you got to see it.
It's really cool. I mean, it's a whole day experience. Even if you just stay in the cabin and constantly are looking outside every once in a while.
Every morning I wake up and I'm like, how can you not love this view?
It goes from like foggy to misty, to smoky, to steamy.
It goes to like, this today we were like, okay, we can see all the mountains.
Yeah.
To one morning we were like, we can't see any of the mountains. To like, there are the Smoky Mountains, because there's, quote unquote,
it's really, really, really cool to look at.
So.
We're renting the place.
Oh yes. Yeah, we are renting. We're definitely renting the place.
Yes.
I mean, we would love
it. We didn't get to find out how much it was, because
it was
Grandma wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, it's cool though.
Okay.
So, Tay, you have the floor, buddy. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. Just let
about
her
the
rip.
Cabin.
Just let her rip. Don't hold back. You were talking about what you guys did stuff that we didn't. Because we went in, we did, and we'll talk about this later, we did indoor skydiving. But while we were doing that, you did something different. Let's talk about that.
So when I was with my family, my dad, mom, my brothers, and my grandma and grandpa. We went all the way up the mountains. All the
Gatlinburg, right?
No. We went the whole way up on the mountain, and then we stopped.
You guys were doing Trans Am.
The tram.
We got up there, then we came in. We were like ice skating, and then we were like we were like looking at all the stuff we could like.
What was the tram like? Like, how'd you get into it? Like, what was it like?
The tram was like, you basically wait in a line 20 minutes, and then you go out these doors onto this, like, looks like a big box with a big wire on the top.
And you hang from it?
Big floating box.
It's a floating box.
Box. And he didn't have any beverages. He kept asking for them, though.
It's fine.
Yeah, it takes you about 6 poles down. Like, it's crazy. On the way down, you can see there is a house. Like, it is, no, I don't know how to explain this, there's a house that is made, like, as the Barbie doll house.
What?
Yeah. Like, it's like a
Barbie house.
A house.
Like a full house that looks like a Barbie house.
Yeah. From the, like, toys. Like, the toy Barbie house.
It's, like, pink?
No. It's like a blue roof and, like, white. Yeah.
It's Ken's house.
It's sold.
It is.
They're selling it. And you said, too, I remember you telling me that, like, it looked like you were going, like, the wires that were whole, like, take you into, like, just the woods.
It looked like it takes you to, like, fog. That's all.
It took you.
Yeah. And then when you're halfway.
Oh, the fog. You said about the fog. Yeah, that's right.
And then you're halfway down, you're, like, see the whole, you see Gatlinburg. Like, all the whole thing.
Looks cool from up there. Does it go from mountain to mountain? And that is, like, is it high up?
No, it's like you go down a mountain. And then we came down to the bottom, closer to where we stopped, and we saw a bear sleeping.
What?
We saw a bear. He was, like, down on the mountain.
That's not the sound of bear. Sherry thinks that's the sound the bear makes. That's not the sound of bear.
No. Yeah, so we saw a bear sleeping. Then we came down to the next, like, place. And then we got off the tram. And then we came into the building. And we saw the replica of Gatlinburg.
Ooh.
Oh, a wow. Little bit of,
like,
Gatlinburg.
a little toy version, like,
yeah.
Okay.
There's, like, all kinds of, like you can see the mountain and then you can see the tram.
What is it? Tram. Anybody get sick on that ride?
Nobody got sick.
Beforehand, like, before getting there.
It was great.
No. Pretty sure Grandpa got sick on the ride up.
Yeah, Grandpa got sick.
He didn't ride it.
No, didn't he get sick on the drive up to the mountain?
Yeah, he didn't drive the tram.
No. Right. Oh, yeah, I bet. I wouldn't either. If I was just... No. I mean, you guys also didn't realize that you didn't have to drive all the way up the mountain, and you could have stopped at the bottom, drove it up, and then took it back down. Well, for future reference, people, you don't need to drive up the mountain to...
And then came back home and just...
Scarfed on some ribs. That was later.
That was today.
That was today. Yeah. We came back and...
We went on a roller coaster today, though, in the woods.
Yeah, we went through this insane roller coaster.
Takes you up into the mountain.
It would take you up into the mountain, and then you would turn around at the top, and then just...
Drop. Oh, and you have to hold your handles down to go faster, and then you could slow yourself down if you wanted to.
It's crazy fast.
Push
you
to go, pull to slow.
Okay.
You go like 20 miles an hour down that thing.
That's oh my gosh, fast. It was fast. So the first time
it's
Joe
faster
and I,
than you expect it. When you go up the hill, you're like going very slow. Then when you get off and then start flying,
that's why they do that. They make you go up slow so that you can enjoy the scenery on your way up.
And then
run the way down.
And then we're like. Flying down.
Yes, that was so much fun.
I don't even need to sell it. Like, Pigeon Forge, if you haven't been there, you need to go. Yeah. Like, there's just so many things to do. There's just not enough time.
No.
Like, we're already planning. We showed up here and we're like, okay, we need to plan on coming here again.
Quit school. Quit school. Quit your job.
No. Stay in school.
For a little
only
bit.
Only quit your job if you hate it and you're mistreated.
Yeah, but we came down on Wednesday. We came down on Wednesday.
I don't even know what the price is of the actual, like...
House. Right, we already said that. We don't even keep talking about that. We don't know it.
Like, the view of where you're at up in the mountains, though,
yes.
is just priceless.
Yes. Don't stay down at a hotel near off the parkway. You're going to want to get a cabin
The mountains. Get some friends together. Scrape your coins together and
get some family together.
Get yourself a nice place to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Like, and the place we stayed at right here is amazing.
It's nice.
They take care of this place very well. Like, it's very nice.
Very nice. We spent like...
I already spent my $300 after the first day.
Yeah.
$300.
$300 gone.
You spend like...
Well, we did a lot of big things.
You spend like $500.
Yeah, because let's get back. We'll go.
I mean, if you have a family, maybe.
So Sherry and I, we did indoor skydiving yesterday, which was amazing.
We have a video of that. Cool. Oh my gosh.
It was really cool. It was really cool.
It was very cool. Sherry, I can't wait to like
went up
look
in
at
the
it.
Air with.
I wanted to stand there and finish watching the video up until the point because I wanted to see myself go up because.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't think we were going to be able to watch when we got back here.
You
and then we
suspense
weren't.
For something, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
How can you see yourself?
Well, it's a video. It's on that little card.
We got a video.
Put on the laptop, and you can look at what we did. So cool.
It's an extra $20 to get a video, so.
Yeah. And we were the only ones there. And by the way, if anybody knows, if Kyle's listening, like, the instructor that was there was basically Kyle Bougie.
His name was Danny, yeah.
Yeah, it was Kyle.
It was cool. He was cool.
Yeah.
It didn't look that much like Kyle, but I could see...
His mannerisms. It was Kyle.
What did we do today? Other than the roller coaster and Titanic,
which we already talked about.
Yeah,
we met at the Titanic, and then we went to, like, a couple different places where we didn't do anything.
Well...
And then we had to go to the roof. Looking like a fool with your goats on the roof. Yeah.
That was where the roller coaster was.
Well,
you guys left and you went to go see where your mom and dad were married.
Which was, they got married in 2008. My brother and Jade got married in 2008. I was down here for that.
Who was Jade?
But I didn't.
Your mom.
How do they know who's Jade?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay.
Jade is
your
sister-in-law.
There you go.
Boomtown. So
Joe's
today,
Joe's brother's wife. Yeah,
there you go. Got it.
Sister-in-law.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So because it's your dad is his brother, and she is now married to him. That's Joe's sister-in-law because she's married to his brother.
So they took a drive today to go to the place where they got married at, which is only maybe like half an hour. I think it's been half an hour.
They said
30 minutes. Yeah,
30 to like 39 minutes in between there.
So, what was that place like? Was it cool? Like, I mean,
it
the
was
views
like a
gotta
little,
be awesome.
It was like, you know, those little like, it was like a big like little
big and little big. Yeah.
Like about the size of the living room.
I just remember like.
And then you can look out all over, like all the mountains.
It was on a mountain.
Well,
and then
it's like,
and then under it was like a crappy hot tub filled with leaves. And
I know it's like curved, so when you are out on it, you can see like, it's a huge, like you can see it around all over the place. The view, it doesn't do justice for what the view is here.
Really?
It's better than, oh my
gosh.
Wow. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Then what did we do today?
Then you came back, you got food, and because you, at, what's the name of the place you guys got food at?
Boss.
Boss Hogs Barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was Boss Higgies.
Boss Hogs Barbecue.
Boss Hogs Barbecue.
That's really close to the roller coasters that they go through the mountain. Because there's two of them.
H-O-G-G.
And there's also, we've got to suggest Huck Finn Catfish. Not because there's cats in the parking lot, that's a plus, but because the food there is great. They have frog legs, they have fried catfish, and the decorations on the ceiling are really freaking cool. Have like a painted
dogs
pool, like no, a pond in
ducks,
there
ducks,
and the duck butts are like and feet are sticking through the ceiling, which
it's
is
cool.
Really fun.
Yeah.
And like a bobber
I
and a
still
fish.
Have,
and like a
I'm still updating on photos. And
yeah,
I will update
really
those
cool.
once.
I don't know how I could suggest Pigeon Forge even more. Like, but you just have to go. Like,
I know.
I don't
so,
care if you get a family, if you're a couple. It doesn't matter. Like, you should definitely go.
Before.
But no.
What?
Go with somebody.
Oh,
go
yeah.
with somebody.
Oh,
go
yeah.
with well, yeah. Don't
go by yourself.
Aw.
Hey, if you go by yourself, then you might find somebody.
Oh, snap. Before I came up, I was telling everybody at work, like, oh, I'm getting ready to go on vacation. And they were like, well, where are you going? It's like Tennessee. Well, why are you going there? And I was like,
why not?
I mean, why not? Yeah, exactly. And we're going with his family, boyfriend's family. So, you know. And then when I got here, I was like, why would I not come here? There is everything. Everything. It's almost like Ocean City without the beach mixed with, like, a little bit of Vegas. A little bit of Vegas.
Don't be deterred. It's not
no,
like
it's not
city.
Like it's not like I've never been to Paris, so I actually wouldn't know. But I don't think it's like Paris. But like just the strip of everything to do. We were driving to this one thing.
You can do everything
thing.
Here. You can go in an upside down house, like Titanic, like a house that falls.
The obstacle
over.
Course, lumberjack show.
You could do all
the obstacle course.
Stuff.
You could do a roller coaster through the mountain.
There was go-karts, there's mini-golf.
Zip lines we didn't get to, like helicopter tours.
They got banjos and water shows.
They got pink Jeep tours.
Yep.
They got Skyfly. I would recommend Skyfly. Super cool.
You can ride side-by-sides through the road. It's
there
like,
you go.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. If you have a side-by-side, bring it to Tennessee. Because you can't... It's street legal. If you have...
your license?
No, you have turn signals.
Mm-hmm.
And the license plate. It's street legal.
Yep.
If you come down to Pigeon Forge and you can't find anything to do, we'll call Jai, he'll come over here and hit you with a hammer and, you know, we'll take care of you.
You'll figure out what to do
like,
then.
Like, you can find stuff to do. It might be a little overwhelming because there's so many things to do, but look, there's things to do.
Just done.
Plastic hammer. Inflatable hammer.
There you go.
That's better.
Yes. Good
Bing,
on you.
Bang, bonk.
Good on you.
Yeah. Right to the work.
Get yourself a place that's got a fire pit.
Get
yourself. Listen, they're building more
Linda.
Houses.
Oh, they're
that have.
The place we walked, so we took a little walk up around the corner of like where the mountain's at, and there is a house that's being built. That the basement. It's just a basement, and it's a pool.
Yeah.
And is this? I can't describe it to you. I just can't.
It's
crazy.
It's burned in my brain.
It's gonna be an
There's
indoor
no pictures.
Pool.
It's just like,
and they're
oh
building
my
the house.
Lord. And I thought we had a view from where we're at. Holy Hellman's mayonnaise. Like, oh, their view from where their pool's going to be in their basement is just, there's no words for it. There's just no words for it. Like, am I wrong? I mean.
No, it was a great
it's
view.
Just
I mean,
like,
It's just a little bit higher.
It's right up there.
It's a little bit higher than where we are, so of course the view is going to be better, and it is phenomenal view.
It is great.
And if you tell me that the view that we have is not good, I will slap you. Tell me where you're at, and I will come slap you, because it is amazing. But the view from where that pool is at, where the pool is going to be, is just, it's just over the top.
Next time we come up, we got to get a place with an indoor pool around a hot tub.
Uh-oh.
And we got to do it in, like, I kind of want to do it winter.
You know the pools that have, like, the hot tub, like...
part added to it?
Yes, yeah.
But well, you want to make sure, though, that you come during a time that... No, it doesn't matter. Come any time of the year, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Don't come when it's snowing.
No, totally come when it's snowing.
No!
I mean...
Well, but he has a point there, though, because if you come up the hill here...
The drive
snowing,
up the mountain.
Yeah, you have to go through...
You need a truck.
You have to have, like...
Four-wheel drive.
Well, I mean...
No, you have to have, like, treads about this big.
Well, I was going to say, Ford makes a truck, so let's just be a little generous here. We're being a little generous here about trucks.
Four-wheel drive.
You need to have a truck capable of making up a mountain. So, let's just...
You need
also,
something
Also, if you
that...
do come up in the winter, you might get stuck, so...
You need...
Which, if you can get up into your cabin and
you need
get
a
stuck
pink
while you're
Jeep
there,
tours.
Might
you
not
need
be
a
bad
pink
idea.
Jeep tours. That's there why you need to drive up
a
there.
A pink Jeep tour.
A pink Jeep? You need a pink Jeep.
You know, that was...
That
pink,
would look
a
cool,
tour.
Though.
It was a tour.
Of the pink Jeep.
30. We can stop now and then intro later.
No.
What?
It's like... I want to kind of like... wrap it. Let's kind of try to wrap it up here.
Nice.
Is there anything that you
no
want?
No hitting people with a hammer.
There you go.
No saying. They're gonna come up and slap you.
What do you
exactly.
think about? Like, what do you want people
Jai
to know about?
I agree that Joe
was
being
area?
Rude when he said all those things.
What do you want people to know about? Like, hey, if you come here, you really need to know about fill in the blank.
There's lots of trees.
There's lots of trees.
There's lots of trees. Right.
Good. Yes, there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's lots of trees at our site. A lot.
Yep.
There's like a tree covering us right now.
So, if you want to come up here, be prepared for trees, because there's a lot of them.
Do they come up and slap you upside the face?
No. Prepare for leaves.
Prepare to not leave because of all the leaves. That was terrible.
Leave.
I don't believe you.
Leave.
All right, leave me alone.
We're
cracking up.
You're cracking up.
Oh,
you're loving everything we're saying.
Yeah. Loving every minute of it.
Well, Brad to the bone is going to sign off.
Brad. Okay, we're getting silly. We should probably get inside. This is our last night, so we're kind of
hurrah.
I was gonna say that, but I was like, nah,
chillax.
You said it for me, so
yeah.
You got more sleep in today than I did.
I sure did.
Here.
So,
you gotta come here.
In closing, this place is beautiful, and I was already missing it when we showed up. Like, because I knew we'd have to leave. I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, man. I was like, this is not our house.
We were on the way up to the church, like, where they got married. We were thinking, like, my mom was like, do you want to move here? And then we were like, yes. And then my dad's like, oh, no, we can't afford it. And then me, Jameson, and JP were like, yes, let's move.
Let's move here.
Get out of this cold weather.
This is cold. We're it's only going to get
as
more
cold.
As
we're covered in blankets near a fire.
It's funny.
So we're hoping that you enjoyed
this episode. Jai.
Oh, yeah.
Jai is our first
guest.
Child.
Kid.
Under.
Yes, our first underage.
Under what the age?
Under
of, what was
10.
Our youngest?
Huh?
What was our youngest guest? on the on our like.
He is now our youngest guest, like under the age of 21. Everybody else has been above the age of 21.
Who was 21?
What do you mean? Who was 21? I mean, everybody the, else that we've had on. Who's the
next youngest person? Joe Owens? Was he 30?
Next,
30?
We need, no. Next we need Pee-Pee.
Emma.
Is how old's that?
Younger than Joe.
Younger than who?
Okay.
There's another Joe. It's Joe number one.
Jai has been our most special guest so far. Sorry for everyone else. You don't suck, but Jai is just freaking.
But we love you, Emma.
So yeah, Emma.
Emma's one of my good friends.
Emma, if you're not
Seattle.
Emma, if you're not first, you're Lastowski. Sorry, Emma. I love saying that. So now that we've got
Jai's giggle button going.
Yeah. Now we got giggle box going here. So we're gonna close out. So Jai, would you like to say goodbye?
Bye.
So from someone somewhere is
crossing a mountain state line.
I don't know. I guess we can do that. Someone somewhere
is crossing state lines to go to mountains.
There you go. There you go. That'll work.
Okay.
Hope you enjoy this episode. It's been great yapping with you.
I don't even care if you don't like it because I like it.
Yeah, there you go. Say goodbye. Say
and
goodbye,
Jai likes it too.
Bye bye.
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 Okay, bye.
Jai said.